Okay, let's start with definitions. Cancer. The definition of cancer is abnormal cell growth. If this abnormal cell growth is left untreated, it will result in severe medical problems and eventually death. Okay, next definition is chemotherapy. We discussed cancer is abnormal cell growth. Chemotherapy is the use of drugs or medications, either IV intravenously or orally by mouth, that kills cancer cells or at least stops them from growing and reproducing. This can be done by itself for the treatment of some cancers or in combination, which you see more and more, with immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, or combination thereof. And there are many other treatment modalities that are coming around almost on a daily basis. Chemotherapy attacks any rapidly reproducing cells. It doesn't differentiate between cancer cells and healthy cells. So that is why it attacks the lining of your digestive tract in your stomach, causing nausea, vomiting, those issues. It attacks your bone marrow, and why they monitor your blood count so closely while you're on chemotherapy. And it attacks your hair follicles. So even though I finished chemo, it's slowly coming back from being totally bald. Immunotherapy, which is different than chemotherapy in the fact that it does not directly attack the cancer cells. It stimulates your immune system to seek out the cancer by revving up your tumor suppressors and finding the cancer and attacking it and keeping it from growing and replicating. In a very basic way, the reason most of us have cancer is because we have this abnormal cell growth and our own immune system hasn't kicked in with those tumor suppressors to keep it under control. So by using the immunotherapy, you're harnessing that ability of your immune system to fight cancer. For many people, it is a process of using the combination of treatments. For me, I had 3 rounds of chemotherapy and immunotherapy 3 weeks apart, and then had a massive surgery removing 11 tumors. And then I had 3 more rounds of chemotherapy and immunotherapy, which ended in November. And on a PET scan in November, I have no evidence of active disease. And then 6 weeks from there, I started a double dose of immunotherapy every 6 weeks. And got my 3rd dose yesterday, and then I will have a PET scan in April to see if it is keeping the cancer at bay. It's truly amazing what these new therapies are doing for cancer treatment. I've been a nurse almost 35 years, and if you came to me even 20 years ago and told me you have stage 4 endometrial cancer like myself, it was usually a hospice referral, and they'd kind of pat you on the back and say, sorry, we'll make you as comfortable as possible. So it is crazy to think I was diagnosed in June and I'm sitting here in March at this point in time, cancer free.